Just before the midnight deadline that would mark the end of the legislative session, members of the Massachusetts House of Representatives took a voice vote with no objection to pass a resolution affirming the Commonwealth's stance against corporate money in politics. 3rd Berkshire District Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier said that Massachusetts is now joining several other states in calling for a constitutional amendment to end the flood of campaign cash associated with 2010's Citizens United Supreme Court decision.
We're now the 7th state, I believe, to pass a resolution. There are 68 cities and towns who have passed such resolutions, and to call on Congress to amend the Constitution and send to the state for ratification so that we can return free speech and elections to the people.
John Bonifaz, co-founder and executive director of Free Speech for People, an advocacy group that helped gather support for the resolution, said that members of both political parties in the House and Senate worked to advance the bill.
The state Senate had voted last Thursday 35-1 with all four Republican state senators voting in favor of the resolution. So this is the strongest bipartisan support yet in any state, and it shows that people across the political spectrum are opposed to the Citizens United ruling and want a constitutional amendment to reclaim our democracy.
The state joins Rhode Island, Vermont, Maryland, New Mexico, California, and Hawaii in calling for congressional action to amend the Constitution. On a national level, Mark Hayes, Massachusetts coordinator for group Public Citizen, says interest in an amendment is growing.
As of last fall, there were one or two proposals introduced by members of Congress. But now there are actually 13 different proposals in Congress, which is adds a layer of complexity to it, but actually I think shows the level of interest in having a serious debate about how we should approach this and what we need to do to address the dramatic impact of corporate money in politics.
Hayes added that there are 120 members of Congress that support an amendment, including 28 senators. Representative Bouvier said that at the state level, more work can be done in the future to affirm Massachusetts' stance against corporate money in politics. She said that she hopes a bill can be introduced in an informal session that would require full disclosure of campaign contributions by corporations and other groups in state elections.
And that is an effort, ongoing at the national level, but we can take control right here in Massachusetts for our own state elections.
Last week, advocates in Massachusetts also submitted the 20,000 required petition signatures to introduce a public policy ballot question in November, calling for the elimination of corporate spending in elections. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.